Chapter 1. It was a perfect day for a wedding. The park's gazebo was decked in yards and yards of ribbon, while the shiny white posts were adorned with sprays of wildflowers. Rows of benches, next to chairs borrowed from the cafe, offered guests a spot to sit. Smack in the center of the gazebo, the seven Mason brothers waited in a straight line. Storm, alongside her fellow bridesmaid Amanda, wiped her sweaty palm on the skirt of her frock and clutched her nosegay tightly. This was her first time being a bridesmaid. It was also her first time in such a fancy dress, edged in lace and all, crafted by her own hand. From her vantage point, Storm watched Henrietta, the bride, appear on the arm of her longtime friend, Percival Bloom. Slowly, the duo made their way across the park to the gazebo where Braden Mason, the groom, waited along with the Reverend and the wedding party. Before today, Storm had never seen the normally confident Braden Mason look nervous. As the ceremony got underway, Storm snuck a subtle glance at Blake Mason, flanked by his brothers. Laura Mason, the first Mason bride, and now with a child, had confided that Blake had a secret. Storm could relate to secrets. She had a few of her own. If only her big secret was as innocent as Blake's. Lots of folks out west couldn't read. As a librarian, she was no stranger to witnessing their struggles, and happy when she was able to help. Blake's situation was a bit different, and Storm didn't know if she could help him or not, but she had promised Laura she would try. She pulled her attention back to the ceremony just as Braden moved in to kiss his bride. Dark-haired Henrietta, who folks around town had grown used to seeing in clothing that looked more like a man's shirt and trousers than a lady's attire, made a beautiful bride. Henrietta looked so happy as she gazed at her handsome groom, the way every bride ought to. After the ceremony, a wagon load of food was hauled to the park from the cafe and set out on long trestle tables shaded by the canvas covering. Wedding guests quickly lined up and filled their plates. A keg of beer was tapped, and the gents eagerly lined up to quench their thirst. Storm had only been calling on Bullet with her mobile library for a short time, but her arrival marked the first time she remembered feeling truly safe since she and her father emigrated from Ireland to New York City. Thankfully, here in Arizona, New York felt like it was two lifetimes away. The second nightmare lifetime also lay behind her, far away in Colorado. "What's a wedding without champagne?" Percy, who had given away the bride, approached and offered her one of the two glasses he carried. "Now that our roles are fulfilled, it's time to relax and enjoy ourselves." Storm fought back the old familiar fears that assailed her whenever a man got too close. She had nothing to be afraid of here in Bullet, and Percy's manner of speech reminded her a tiny bit of her home, even though British and Irish accents were very different from each other. Faking a comfortable smile, she clinked her glass against Percy's. "To the bride and groom." "To the bride and groom," Percy repeated. Storm took her first ever sip of champagne, and found it not at all what she expected.